I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I've had my device for a couple years and the batteries are already going. Should I have charged it differently? And is this thing gonna explode on me? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about lithium-ion batteries. Look around your house and you have at least one lithium-ion battery powering something, like a phone or a laptop. Likely you have dozens. Pretty much anything rechargeable, from watches to cars, use lithium-ion batteries these days. The idea of using the metal lithium in a battery was explored by G.N. Lewis back in 1912. M. Stanley Whittingham discovered in the early 1970s how to store lithium ions, and rechargeable lithium batteries were demonstrated in 1979 with a prototype developed in 1985. The first commercial lithium ion battery was introduced by Sony in 1991. And in 2019, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to John Goodenough, Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino for the development of lithium-ion batteries. But how do they actually work? Those of you who already understand batteries, bear with me. We'll get to the lithium-ion part quickly. Any battery relies on a chemical reaction to create a stream of positively charged ions and negatively charged electrons. Ions move through the battery itself, and electrons move out into anything attached to the battery to provide electrical energy. In non-rechargeable batteries, this reaction only occurs in one direction, and when you've exhausted the process, it's done and your battery's dead. A rechargeable battery uses different chemical reactions that can work in both directions. So recharging is really just reversing the chemical reaction so that you can do it again later in the other direction and produce a new stream of electrons. Another side note here, the word battery originally meant a collection of things altogether, hence a battery of machine guns. What we're calling a battery is actually a collection of power cells. Each cell has its own chemical reaction and sends its electrons out to mix with those from all the other cells to make the electrical output of the battery. If you ever opened up a battery, something you should not do because there's a risk of fire and explosion, and nobody wants a fire and explosion usually. But if you did, you might find what look like lots of little batteries. Those are cells. In fact, if you've ever heard the phrase single cell battery, that means it's not really a battery. It's just one cell. A AA battery is just one cell. Each cell also has a positive and negative end. You've probably seen that with your AA batteries. One end has a plus sign, the other has a negative sign. The positive end is where the anode sits, A-N-O-D-E. The anode in a lithium-ion battery is usually made from lithium cobalt oxide or lithium iron phosphate, something with lithium. We'll see why in a minute. The cathode is the negative end and is usually made from some kind of carbon, usually graphite. That's the end that sends out the electrons. Between the anode and the cathode is an electrolyte which allows ions to move back and forth inside the cell and prevents electrons from coming back in. It can be a lot of different chemicals and still work about the same. It's often made of ether. All of these materials are lighter than the materials used in other kinds of rechargeable batteries, which is one of the big advantages of lithium ion. You can pack in more power without packing in as much weight. For example, a lead acid battery, you know, like the one used in cars, can store about 25 watt hours of energy in 1 kilogram. A nickel metal hydride battery can store 60 to 70 watt hours, or if you stretch it, maybe get up to 100 watt hours in 1 kilogram. But a lithium ion battery can store 150 watt hours per kilogram. All right, Let's charge this lithium ion cell up. When you charge a lithium ion battery, the anode, which is made of some kind of lithium, generates lithium ions. They split off and move through the electrolyte solution to the graphite cathode end, and they stay there. This pushes electrons out from the anode end through the circuit, where they end up at the cathode and combine with the lithium ions arriving there to make lithium. The lithium gets kind of sandwiched between layers of graphite. That stores up potential energy. All right, we're all charged up with loads of lithium stored in the graphite end of the cell called the cathode end. Now, we turn on the device and start drawing power. Lithium ions get drawn out of the graphite sandwich through the electrolyte to the anode end and start generating electrons. A micro-perforated separator exists between the two ends that only the ions can move through to the anode, not the electrons. The electrons can't move back through the electrolyte, so they get pushed out through the cathode, the negative end, through the connected circuit, and provide electricity to the device. And your laptop lights up, your phone gets a call, all that good stuff happens. Lithium ions generate about 3.7 volts per cell. Your typical AA cell generates about 1.5 volts. Once all the ions have moved out of the graphite cathode into the anode, the electrons stop flowing and your cell stops providing power. If you turn off your device before that happens, it stops drawing the electrons, which slows down the flow of them to a near standstill. That process never entirely stops, though, which is why a lithium-ion battery will slowly lose power even if you never use it. Lithium-ion batteries lose about 5% of their charge per month when not used. But basically, it's one big chemical reaction happening in there that sends lithium ions back and forth and electrons out and around a circuit. The direction that all that happens in determines whether you're charging or discharging. And that chemical reaction needs minding. A lithium ion battery needs electronics to make sure it stops charging when it reaches capacity and stops discharging when it's out of power. Because if you completely discharge a lithium ion battery, it's ruined. So you need to stop before that happens. So what's in those electronics that are inside your battery? If you've noticed, hey, is that a circuit board? What's going on in there? Most lithium ion battery packs include a temperature sensor, a voltage regulator, a voltage tap, which monitors the capacity so you can estimate how much charge is left, and a charge state monitor that manages the charging process to keep it as fast as it is safe to do. Finally, of course, there's a connector to your device. That not only sends out power, but also information on the battery. This is important in part because if you keep charging a lithium-ion cell past its limit, it heats up. That could cause thermal runaway, which will eventually cause it to catch fire or explode. You don't want that to happen. Similarly, if the battery gets too hot for any reason, an internal short circuit, it's hot weather outside, it needs to be shut down, or again, thermal runaway. A current interrupt device, or CID, inside lithium-ion batteries will stop current from running when the voltage reaches its maximum, or if the battery gets too hot, or if internal pressure rises too high, if it starts swelling up. One way to reduce the fire risk is to use flame-resistant materials. One alternative being explored is using electrically conductive glass instead of the electrolyte solution. Another is lithium polymer batteries, or LiPo. These are lithium-ion batteries that use a polymer in place of the electrolyte. If you see these on the market, which you probably will, the polymer is a plastic gel that delivers a higher specific energy, which is useful when you want to keep the device light. LiPo batteries are common in radio-controlled devices, mobile devices, laptops, etc. Hyundai actually uses them in its electric car batteries. Gel-based LiPo cells still have risks due to swelling, though. Fully solid polymers are also still being researched, and those are even safer. Lithium-ion batteries have no memory effect. You may hear that as well. If you've run across nickel metal hydride or nickel cadmium batteries, sometimes called NiCad, those are rechargeable as well. But if you recharge a NiCad before you've fully discharged it, the battery may only charge a partial amount because of the way the chemistry works. It kind of remembers when you started recharging, and then it acts like that was the empty spot. It only has that much capacity. Lithium-ion batteries don't have that memory effect, so you can recharge them when they're at 20%, 50%, or 80% without worrying about temporarily reducing the capacity. In fact, lithium-ion batteries stay healthy with partial discharge, where you recharge them before they get near empty. And Another important point, lithium-ion batteries age. An average expected life, no matter how you use it, is about 2 to 3 years. So there you go. Moving some lithium ions around makes your phone go, and your laptop, and your Ring doorbell, and so many other things, maybe even your car. Until we get a new breakthrough in battery tech, lithium-ion batteries are the best energy storage we have for most consumer electronics. In other words, I hope you know a little more about lithium-ion batteries.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.